Hello, and welcome to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into topic 1.3 from the OCR specification, storage devices. Now, I know storage might not sound like the most exciting topic at first, but trust me, understanding how hard drives, SSDs, and USB flash drives work is absolutely crucial for your exam success. This topic appears in almost every paper, and the questions can range from straightforward recall to complex calculations worth 6 marks or more. So what are we covering today? We'll explore the 3 main types of secondary storage you need to know: magnetic hard disk drives, solid-state drives, and USB flash drives. We'll compare them using the 6 key characteristics that OCR loves to test: capacity, speed, portability, durability, reliability, and cost. And crucially, we'll tackle those tricky file size calculations that trip up so many candidates. By the end of this episode, you'll have the knowledge and confidence to tackle any storage question that comes your way. Let's get started. First things first. What exactly is secondary storage, and why do we need it? Secondary storage is any storage device that is non-volatile, which means it retains data even when the computer is powered off. This is different from RAM, which is volatile and loses everything when you switch off. Without secondary storage, you'd lose all your files, your operating system, everything, every single time you turned off your computer. That's why it's essential. Now, let's talk about the 3 storage devices you must know inside out. Number 1. The hard disk drive, or HDD. This is a magnetic storage device that uses spinning metal platters coated with a magnetic material. A read-write head moves across these platters to access data. Think of it like an old-fashioned record player, but instead of music, it's reading and writing your data. HDDs have been around for decades, and they're still widely used because they offer massive capacity at a very low cost per gigabyte. You can get terabytes of storage for a reasonable price. However, because they have moving parts, they're vulnerable to physical shock and vibration. Drop your laptop with an HDD inside and you could damage the drive permanently. They're also relatively slow compared to newer technologies, and they're bulky and heavy, which makes them less portable. Number 2, the solid state drive, or SSD. This is where things get modern. SSDs use flash memory, which means there are no moving parts at all. Data is stored electronically in memory chips, similar to how a USB drive works, but on a much larger scale. Because there are no mechanical parts, SSDs are incredibly fast. They can access data almost instantly, which is why computers with SSDs boot up in seconds rather than minutes. They're also much more durable because there's nothing to break if you drop them. They're lighter, more compact, and more reliable over time. The downside? Cost. SSDs are significantly more expensive per gigabyte than HDDs. If you need massive storage on a budget, an HDD is still the better choice. But if you want speed and durability, SSD is the way to go. Number 3, USB flash drives. These are small portable storage devices that also use flash memory, just like SSDs. They're incredibly convenient because you can carry them in your pocket and plug them into any computer with a USB port. They're durable, reliable, and relatively cheap, especially for smaller capacities. However, they typically don't offer the same massive storage capacities as HDDs or SSDs. You'll find USB drives ranging from a few gigabytes to maybe a terabyte, but they're best suited for transferring files between computers rather than storing your entire operating system or game library. Now, here's the key to exam success. When you're asked to compare these devices, you must use comparative language. Don't just say an SSD is fast. Say it's faster than an HDD or has a higher access speed than magnetic storage. OCR mark schemes specifically look for these comparisons, and always reference 1 of the 6 characteristics: capacity, speed, portability, durability, reliability, and cost. If a question asks you to justify why a business might choose an SSD over an HDD, you might say, "An SSD has a higher durability due to the lack of moving parts, making it more suitable for a laptop that will be transported frequently." That's the level of detail that earns you full marks. Let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. Mistake number 1, confusing memory with storage. RAM is memory. It's volatile. It's used for running programs. An HDD or SSD is storage. It's non-volatile. It's used for saving files long-term. If a question asks why a computer needs secondary storage, don't say to make the CPU faster. That's wrong. The correct answer is to retain data when the computer is powered off. Mistake number 2, failing to show your working in calculations. If you're asked to calculate the file size of an image, you must write out every step. Show the formula file size equals width times height times color depth. Then show the multiplication. Then show the conversion from bits to bytes by dividing by 8. Even if you make an arithmetic error, you can still earn marks for the correct method. Mistake number 3, forgetting to divide by 8. This is huge. When you calculate file size, the result is in bits. But the question almost always asks for the answer in bytes, kilobytes, or megabytes. You must divide by 8 to convert bits to bytes. I cannot stress this enough. It's the single most common error in calculation questions. And here's a top exam tip. When you're comparing storage devices, use the acronym SCPDRC to remember the 6 characteristics. That's speed, capacity, portability, durability, reliability, and cost. If you can remember those 6, you'll never miss a comparison question. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, and you should pause the podcast and answer it before I give you the solution. Question 1. What does non-volatile mean? Pause now. Answer. Non-volatile means data is retained even when the power is turned off. Question 2. Why is an SSD more durable than an HDD? Pause now. Answer. Because an SSD has no moving parts, making it resistant to physical shock and damage. Question 3. What is the formula for calculating image file size? Pause now. Answer. Width times height times color depth. Question 4. How do you convert bits to bytes? Pause now. Answer. Divide by 8. Excellent. If you got all 4, you're well on your way to mastering this topic. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the 3 main types of secondary storage. HDDs, which are cheap and high capacity but slow and fragile. SSDs, which are fast and durable but expensive. And USB flash drives, which are portable and convenient for file transfer. We've explored the 6 characteristics you must use when comparing devices. Speed, capacity, portability, durability, reliability, and cost. And we've tackled those crucial file size calculations, remembering always to divide by 8 when converting bits to bytes. Your homework? Practice at least 3 file size calculation questions tonight. Write out every step, and when you're revising, use the SCPDRC acronym to test yourself on device comparisons. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. If you found this helpful, make sure to revisit this guide before your exam. Good luck, and remember, show you're working, use comparative language, and always, always divide by 8. You've got this!